from district a city council District 5 candidate, said he may drop out of the race and support another in an effort to thwart Councillor Medlock from controlling the election outcome. Republican Joe Connor, better known to KFAQ listeners as God Bless You, Joe, filed for the seat. We haven't even gotten to the dun-dun-dun. Hang on to it. Filed for the seat on Tuesday, said Medlock asked him not to run so that Republican Charlotte Haar would have less GOP competition in the May 10th winner-take-all race. But Connor, usually a Medlock supporter, said he might back out and endorse Republican Bill Martinson because of the pressure. Martinson, of course, backed by former counselor John Benjamin, who now lives in Bixby. Chief good old boy, the one that was gathering signatures for recall in a district he doesn't even live in. Connected by the spine with Jim Burge and completely behind the recall. It's evident to me that Chris wants to control the people who are running for this race just as much as he wants to control the city council, said Joe Connor. God bless you, Joe. He wants a seat won so that he and his majority are protected. He's not doing this to build up the Republican Party. He believes if he can get Charlotte Haar in there, she'll do what he wants. That's the exact same thing he's griping about others doing, Connor said. The good old boys. And Connor goes on to say that he's still against the recall of Medlock, but now understands why some support it. I think power has gone to Mr. Medlock's head, he says. Well, here's the problem. I was at this meeting. Yes, I spent 3 hours of my day sitting there in Councillor Martino's home with several candidates who are thinking about running for city council who were invited. By the way, these weren't just Republicans. There was a Democrat there as well. And if you added up all the time, a great portion of it was spent addressing the current city council, the split. Because, you see, it's not about Republican and Democrat. That's not the battle that's happening in our city. There aren't really partisan issues. We got some Republicans that act like Democrats. We got Republicans that have been bought, filled with conflicts of interest. It's not about Republican and Democrat at all. So they're going over the current council makeup, the current issues that are at stake, some of the key issues as we move forward. Most importantly, they talked about the amazing amount of pressure you will experience if you become a city council. Personally, your family, the effect it could have on your job and your livelihood. It's a nasty business. There's a good old boy network that's real behind the scenes, and they're about destroying lives of people that stand up against them. And yes, there was some discussion about the strategy of the campaign. It is unique. It'll be winner take all. That's a part of politics. Any mature individual competing in politics should understand there's a reason you have campaign managers. There's a reason you advertise. There's a reason you have yard signs. There's a reason why you make phone calls, knocks on doors. These are all campaign strategies.
And there's a reason, for instance, the Republican Party gets behind a certain Republican candidate, even when there are plenty to choose from.
But I sat there, Gwen, for hours, and I heard Councillor Medlock over and over and say, I would never tell anybody in this room to run or not to run. He must have said it 10 times. I just want you to know, and I think it was Mrs. Martino who actually spoke up. I think she was talking to Charlotte Haar at the time. You sure you got the backbone? You sure your husband's got the backbone? Do you know what it's like to have the whole city attacking you and your family? Do you know what it's like to have loved ones see you be attacked? I mean, all the things that were discussed in this thing. It makes it sound like, you know, Chris Medlock pulled this guy aside and said, don't run, I want Charlotte Haar to win. And the only bomb that was really dropped in it is they went down the laundry list of everybody that's reporting Charlotte. Supporting her. And then Chris reiterated, she's been a friend of mine for years. I'm even supporting her. But I'm not telling anybody not to run. I'm just kind of going over all the... And look at the portrayal. Sorry, Joe, you're wrong on this. And if you're not for the recall, what are you doing and getting in bed with a John Benjamin candidate who is behind the recall? You can't have it both ways. You're either for recall or you're against it in principle. And no action of any individual should shake that principle. Plus, I was in that room. No actions took place that compromised that principle. Chris Medlock never told anybody, Republican or Democrat, in that room not to run. He simply told them why the council split, what the key issues are, and how we move forward, and it's not really a partisan issue for this city. These were not a bunch of Republicans in a room being muscled by Chris Medlock. There was a Democrat in there. There was a talk show host in there. I mean, this is just an amazing betrayal. And here's the last thing I would say to God Bless You, Joe, and he's free to call, and he's also free to never listen again. I personally asked everybody what their thoughts were. why didn't you say anything like this while you were in the meeting? When I was sitting there, when Chris Medlock was sitting there, when the other candidates thinking about running were sitting there, why didn't you look any of us in the eye and say, well, I really resent being muscled here? There was nobody in that meeting that ever discouraged anybody from running. And yet that's the story in the Tulsa World today, and you fed them all the quotes. So call me up and tell me you were misquoted, or call me up and tell me you're sorry, or please, don't bother listening to this radio station anymore. Another attempt to belittle, defame, demonize, and bash Chris Medlock. Only this time I was right in the room. The lies don't work. It was Republican and Democratic candidates together in a room talking about the city and the pressure of standing up for what's right, regardless of your party. This is one of the most disappointing things I've experienced in the 3 years of standing up for what's right. Hands down. We throw around God bless yous and then we try to destroy godly people and threaten support. I mean, that's just putting yourself above your city. That's putting yourself above your party. Run! What's the strategy of signing up and then going to a tainted candidate? Oh, yeah, let's support the candidate of Jim Burge, the man who's handling all the cover-up for our airport, the man who's recalling two of our city councilors and disrupting the sanctity of a Democratic vote in a living republic. Yeah, you're showing us, Joe. Call up if you got the guts. I doubt you do.